感谢主耶稣的赏赐。
I thanks for God's grace.
那小弟能够在这边再一次做蒙恩见证。
That once again I can testify here.
因为这件事已经经历那么久了。
My testimony it has been a while.
既然再多一节，我就做更多详细的补充。
And since I have one more session to testify, I would add in more details to it.
不然有时候都是做重点式的描述，有时候领受的跟经历的其实会差很多。
And because sometimes due to limited time, I can only go through the highlights, but being able to go into details definitely makes a difference on the one who experiences and the one who hears it.
在小弟进神学院之前
And before I went to theological school,
很多人会邀请我做见证
Many members will ask me to testify.
我都答应
And I have agreed.
可是其实每次做完这些见证我都有一种失落感。
But every time after testifying, I feel there's something missing.
所以成了神学生成了传道我很少做这个见证。
But after being a student and after being a pastor, there's even more rare opportunities that I testified.
有人会说受了神的恩典怎么可以不见证出来呢
Some people might say to me that since you received the grace of God, how can you not testify about it?
那是因为这件事情已经经过快20年了。
And this is because my testimony it has been about over 20 years ago.
我现在可以用比较幽默带着微笑的方式做见证。
Right now, I can testify with smiles and express it in a more relaxed way.
可是那个见证有多痛苦你们知道吗
But do you know how painful it was the process?
那像诗篇23篇讲的是在死荫的幽谷中
As if in Psalms chapter 23 said that I walk through the valley of shadow of death
听完很多人会说传道你的见证很好
Many people will say to me after my testimony that they heard a great testimony
说实在话
They said to me that I testify about the truth. 我很羡慕很多
从小信主的。
But for myself, I admire many of you who were in Christ since your youth.
如果可以让我做选择的话，如果主耶稣真的让我选择，我不要要这些见证。
If I have a choice, from God, I'd rather not gone through such an experience.
刚才有一个弟兄，他讲得很对。
Earlier, there was a brother who shared and quite accurately.
听完见证之后餐厅有弟兄说：“你看，你看，男人就是这么铁齿，我不知道他是怎么翻译的很固执，很难以改变，自以为是。”
The brother said, "It's indeed true that as men often were very stubborn."
确实是这样子。
That's true.
我就是这么顽固，这么顽劣。
I was very stubborn.
所以神为了救我，才把那一根生命的杖打在我的身上。
And therefore, in order to save me, God has shown me the staff.
希伯来书有一段经文呢。
In Hebrews, the scripture says,
因为我们是被他收纳的儿子。我们来看一下啦，齁。
Let's turn to the book
of
Hebrews. Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书，请看12章。
Chapter 12.
十二章第五节
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 5
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话说我儿你不肯轻看主的管教被他责备的时候也不可灰心第六节
verse 6
因为主所爱的他必管教又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子第七节
verse 7
你们所忍受的是神管教你们待你们如同待儿子焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢第八节
verse 8
管教原是众子所共受的你们若不受管教就是私子不是儿子了第九节
Verse 9
再者我们曾有生身的父管教我们尚且敬重他何况万灵的父我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗第十节
Verse 10
生身的父都是暂随己意管教我们唯有万灵的父管教我们是要我们得益处使我们在他的圣洁上有份十一节
Verse 11
凡管教的事当时不觉得快乐反觉得愁苦后来却为那经念过的人结出平安的果子就是义阿们
Amen
看看第十一节所讲的
11 says
凡管教的事当时不觉得快乐
Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present
愁苦
painful
有多愁有多苦，我相信你们当中有些人会有体会。
Do you know how painful or how sorrowful could it be? I'm sure some of you experience that.
可是为了让我们得到永生，这只棍子必须落在顽固的儿子身上。
But in order for us to receive eternal life, the staff must be hit on the body of the sons.
没有用这个方式，我不可能来信耶稣。
Because without this method, I had never walked before Christ.
因为刚刚说我从小受的就是，我妈妈希望我成为一个很厉害的人。
As just I mentioned before, ever since youth, my mom gave me elite training.
所以我从小接受很多特别的学习。
And so I have an opportunity to learn many different subjects.
到二十几岁，我以为是那样子。
Until when I was 20 some years old, I thought my life would be like this.
现在到40几岁我才知道为什么。
But then now that I'm 40 some years old, now I know why.
比如说我从小都是演讲冠军呢。
You thought that maybe since youth I was very eloquent in speech.
我到国中的时候就是英文演讲第二名，全校的。
When I was in junior high, I actually was awarded for giving speeches.
来到自己才知道这里英文有多烂。
Of course, coming here, then I start realizing that my English wasn't as good as I thought.
然后我高中的时候是我们全校国语文演讲第一名。
And then when I was in high school, I also won awards for speeches.
在研究的是辩论。
And then I also study debates.
所以我妈妈害了她自己。
So I would say my mom brought trouble upon herself.
她把一只野狼训练得这么厉害，来叛逆他。
She has trained me up to be a wolf to betray her.
所以她从来都讲不赢我，所以她很痛苦。
And the, for that reason, she can never win debates over me.
一直到30岁之前，我以为这是我谋取人生功名的好武器。
Before age 30, I thought I was equipped with all the tools to have a successful life.
到现在才知道，原来是为了当传道。
But now I know it was all prepared so one day I could become a pastor.
那时候根本不知道是愁苦啊。
But at that moment, I did not know. All I felt was pain and sorrows.
所以这样子主耶稣的棍子打下来了。
Until the staff of the Lord Jesus Christ hit upon me.
在我到真耶稣教会受圣灵之后的那几个月。
After the few months of receiving Holy Spirit in True Jesus Church.
我每天到教会查考道理。
Every day, I would go to church to study the Bible.
没有一场教会的聚会跟活动我缺席过的。
I was not missing any service or any events at that time.
诶，我不知道我这样子在人家的定义叫做敬虔啊。
I didn't know that someone would define such an activity as being devout.
因为那个时候没有人知道我心里想的是，我想听到一句不符合圣经的话，然后要离开真耶稣教会，没有人知道啊。
Because no one knew that in my heart, I was actually looking for loopholes in order to leave True Jesus Church.
所以我其实是每天来找茬的。
And so every day, I was looking for problems.
可是找不到奇怪的地方。
And I could not find any.
然后每天每天听道理。
And every day, I would listen to sermons.
听到了说要交托主。
I know that I need to entrust it to God.
在人是不能，在神凡事都能。
That it's not possible in man, but everything is possible with God.
甚至要禁食祷告的道理。
I even heard about sermons of fasting and praying.
在我进神学院之前，我绝对不会讲这些。
And before going to theological school, I would have never talked about
this. 因为我怕讲出来会得罪耶稣。
Because I feel like before even if I said anything like this, I will displease God.
因为那时候我对道理的认识很浅薄。
Because I had a very shallow understanding of the truth.
所以我一直记得主耶稣讲过说，你进食的时候不可以让人家看出来。
And therefore, I only remember that Jesus Christ said, when you're fasting, let no other know that you're fasting.
甚至要躲在暗室里面祷告，不要让人家知道。
And you need to hide to pray so no one will know.
脸要洗干净，胡子要刮干净。
You need to wash your face and clean.
就是现在我跟你们讲，那几个月，我常常做四天三夜，滴水不进，完全没吃的禁食祷告。
But during those a few months after receiving the Holy Spirit, I often had 4 days and 3 nights of fasting prayers.
四天三夜滴水不进
，without a drop of water or no food，
我才不管我的身体会不会坏掉。
I did not mind about my own body。
啊，其实我做那么多次呢，哦，不像人家写的那样子。我们今天不是谈这个了哈。
That's not the point of what
I'm
talking about。
因为我希望神能够怜悯我，医治我太太。
I did that because I want God to show mercy upon me and my wife。
你们知道吗？每半个月、一个月，再到医院去检查一次，听医生跟你讲。 那种心情是什么吗？
Do you know how I feel when every 2 weeks or 1 month we need to go to the hospital and listen to the doctor explain to us about her situation?
或许当中我们有人有经历过。
Maybe some of us went through that same process.
那个就好像每一次去你要去听法官判你是活还是死刑的感觉，能够理解吗？
As if you are going to the judge every 2 weeks or a month listening to your life sentence.
那是多可怕的折磨。
How pain or how tormenting is that?
尤其是不在你身上，是在你最爱的人身上，你无能为力。
Especially, it's not about you, it's about the one who you love the most.
奇怪的是，每半个月去做影像学检查，那两颗肿瘤 3.2 跟 1.1 一直在那边，也没有缩小，也没有长大。
And after a few months of going doing CT scan, we realized that the cancerous tumor did not grow nor diminish.
这个本身就很奇怪了。
And that seems quite strange.
因为如果是恶性肿瘤，一般我们这种年纪成长的速率大概三个月有可能大一倍。一般呐。
At a young age like my wife was, usually in 3 months the tumor will grow to a double size.
可是她这样检查，每半个月到三个礼拜一次。大小都一样，指数高在那里，都没有变化。
But we have been going back to the hospital 2 to 3 weeks, and the size have not changed.
所以医师也没办法决定说，他也在等待你做决定，到底要手术呢，切片还是怎么样？他也在观察。
And so the doctors are also waiting for our decision, in order they make decisions on whether to go to do a surgery or how to clean it.
一直到八月底，我在聚会的时候听到领会者一篇道理。
Until the end of August that year, I heard a sermon.
它里面引用了约翰一书的经文，我们来看。
And in that sermon, they study First John.
约翰一书，请看第四章。
Let's all turn to the book of First John, chapter 4.
十八节。
Verse 18.
约翰一书四章十八节。
First John, chapter 4, verse 18.
爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。阿们。所以我听到这一节的时候，我的心里有很大的情绪。
And when I read this verse, there was great movement in my heart.
我回去这一节经文一直出现，我越来越不平衡。
And when I went back home, this verse came coming back, and I felt unfair.
为什么
？Why？
那一天晚上，我们药局哈在台湾开是365天不休息，每天从早开到晚上11点。
In Taiwan, a pharmacy will be open throughout the year without no holidays or breaks.
所以等我们整理完，然后再关店到休息，都已经大概是凌晨一点了。
And so after we clean up and we close the shop, you'll be close to 1 a.m.
然后我就请我太太早一点去休息。
And that night, I asked my wife to go and rest up.
那我们在我们的卧房哦，我太太是喜欢睡地上一个比较硬的材质。
And in our room.
然后我睡在那个弹簧床上面比较软的。
My wife likes to sleep on a harder material, while I like to sleep on the mattress.
不是感情不好了，各有所好嘛，对不对
？It is not because we don't love each other. It's just we have different preferences.
我就请她去休息了，然后为了怕影响她，整个房间全部是密闭开空调，电灯全部关掉。
And in order to not prevent her from her sleep, I closed all the windows and I opened AC.
我就告诉她说，我还要祷告一下，你先休息。
And I told my wife that I will pray before I go to bed, so why don't you rest up first?
然后我在伸手不见五指的状况之下，我跪在床前。
And as I turned off the light and it was in complete darkness, I knelt before my bed to pray.
我开始用很细微的声音做灵言祷告。
And I pray in a very soft voice with the Spirit.
我心里面对主耶稣有怨言。
And in my heart, I complained to God.
我跟他说，主啊，我今天听到在爱里没有惧怕，因为惧怕含着刑罚。
And I said to God that today I heard the verse said that there is no fear in love, and because fear involves torment.
我说，你知道吗？我到现在还很怕。
And I said, do you know that up to this point, I'm still afraid?
我受圣灵了。
even though I've received the Holy Spirit.
没有一次的聚会跟活动我没有去的。
And there has no service or event that I missed.
没有一次的祷告我这么不虔诚的。
And there's not one single prayer in which I did not put my all.
甚至教会都不知道我做这么多的禁食祷告到快要死了这么多次。
And even church does not know that I fasted so many times to the point that I was about to die.
可是你知道吗？我很怕。
But do you know, I'm still afraid.
每一次等待检查结果的时候我很怕。
Because every time when I go to listen to a medical report, I am afraid.
想到我的女儿会失去母亲我很怕。
To think that my daughter will have no mother, I'm afraid.
想到我这么年轻要变成官夫我很怕。
To think that I will lose my wife, I'm afraid.
想到万一我太太的病情恶化的时候我怎么办我很怕。
And to think that my wife's medical condition will worsen, I am afraid.
你不爱我吗?
Do you not love me?
还是你觉得我不爱你?
Or you feel like I don't love you enough?
还是爱不完全, 所以有惧怕?
Or is it because my love is not complete, therefore there's fear?
我跪在那里, 心中一直在想这些。
And in my prayer, these thoughts continuously ran through my mind.
我说, 难道你不能给我一些回应吗?
Can you not give me some response, I ask?
就在这个时候。
And it was then.
我的眼睛没有睁开。
My eyes were still closed.
但是透过眼皮，甚至我能看透我家那一种哈是钢筋水泥那么厚的墙壁，整个看透到天空去。
But my eyes even closed could see through all the way to the sky.
在房间里面是伸手不见五指，因为全部窗帘关起来看不见的，我看到天边了。
But to remind you that I was in complete darkness, yet my sight was able to look through the walls into the sky.
看到那里有一颗微亮的星光开始在闪耀。
And in that faraway sky, there is a very bright shining star.
那突然在我前面出现了三个。
And right before me, there were three images.
我的眼睛没有打开。
My eyes were still remain closed.
有一个大概三公尺那么高。
And there was an image that was about 3 meters high.
这三个全身是半透明的，好像是那蓝色的玉在流动，好像不是固体那种感觉。
And these three images, they were seems transparent, was not solid and see through.
而且中间那一个。我说我的感受了，看起来很像阿诺斯瓦辛格的体材。
I'm just saying
三公尺
how I felt when I saw it. One of the image I feel they have was a very built body.
他身上带宝剑，有六只翅膀是收起来的。
And he had a sword, and he had six pairs of wings.
那翅膀我一算，如果打开，可能跟我们会堂一样大吧。
And I calculated that if he opened up his wings, it would just be as large as this chapel.
然后他旁边有两个跟我们人一样高的，只有两只翅膀的，站在那里也在祷告。
And next to that center image, there was two other images that only had one pair of wings, and then it was just kneeling next to him.
我一开始看到这个，我不晓得什么。我第一个觉得说，完蛋了，我发疯了。
And the first thing that when I saw those images, I told myself I must be going crazy.
因为我学过的专业知识告诉我，过度忧愁。跟忧伤由于会产生幻视幻听幻觉我的专业知识告诉我是这样子
because my professional knowledge have taught me that when someone is in extreme pain extreme sorrow extreme worries they will have illusions and they will start hearing or seeing things that don't exist
所以我第一个感受是完了我可能发疯了
and therefore my first impression is like I must be going crazy
正我这种想法的时候我前面那一位不是从耳朵听到了，不晓得是什么意念进到脑里面，说你不要胡思乱想了。你不是向我们的主耶稣基督求证据，他派遣我们来了。
In the when I was having those thoughts, the image right before me, sees that has sent a message right into my mind and not hearing it with my ear. But the message says that, don't think too much.Haven't you asked for proof? And our Lord Jesus Christ has sent us to you.
然后前面那个像阿诺斯瓦辛格巨人一样的，像传道在帮我们按手一样，按手在我头上。
And it was then that that center great image has laid hands on me.
然后旁边那两个跟人一样高的飞到我太太的身边去。
And those two other smaller images flew next to my wife.
我那太太已经熟睡了，是侧睡在地上侧睡了。
And my wife was back then already deep asleep.
突然变成三个。
And all of a sudden, there are three.
一个按在我太太的头上， 做祷告。
One was laying hands on my wife's head, praying for her.
又在我太太侧睡前面的方向在低头祷告。
The other one was praying next to my wife.
另外一个屈的身体不晓得在背后做什么。
And the other one was around her back, not knowing what, I wasn't sure what the image was doing.
这个过程大概持续了三四分钟，我不太晓得。
I'm not sure, but it seems that it lasted about 3 to 4 minutes.
然后他们消失了。
And then they disappeared.
我心里面突然有个想法说，这到底是什么意思？
And in my mind, I ask, what does all this mean?
我心里想说，难道这个是叫天使吗？
And I ask myself, are these angels?
然后又有一个意念传到我脑中说，你不要再乱想了，你只要专心祷告，向我们的主耶稣祷告。
And then all of a sudden, another message was sent to me saying that don't think too much, just focus in your prayer, just continue praying.
想跟他对话。
And all of a sudden, I wanted to converse with them.
我也从心里面有一个意念说，那请问你是谁？你叫什么名字？
And in my mind, I ask, who are you? What is your name?
他跟我说，你不用在乎我的名字，我只是主的仆人。
And the message reply said, don't mind about my name, I'm just a servant of God.
而且你这辈子在世界上再也不会看见我第二次。
And then he said to me, he said, don't worry, you will not see me again while you're in this world.
你跟我只要敬拜耶稣基督这样就好。
You and I only need to worship God.
然后我觉得累了。
And then I felt tired.
他突然消失了。
And then all of a sudden that disappeared.
我也不晓得那是什么意思，我就爬上床去睡。
I didn't know what it all means, but I just went back to bed and then.
隔天一早起来，我又开始在回想这个画面。
And then the next morning when I woke up, I was thinking about what I witnessed last night.
我在想，我是不是自己幻想出来的
？And I thought to myself, am I imagining all these?
我又不敢跟别人讲，怕别人以为我是疯子。
I dare not say it to anyone because I didn't want them to treat me as if I'm crazy.
我想了一整天，我忍不住。
And after a whole day, I just couldn't hide it anymore.
那天去我妈妈那边晚餐的时候。
And so that night when we went over to my mom's for dinner.
我说，我告诉我妈妈跟我太太，我有一件事情要告诉你们。
And so I told my mom and my wife about something.
但是我警告你，特别是妈妈你哦，你千万不可以去教会说到这件事情。
And so I specifically told my mom, I say,let me warn you, you are not allowed to spread any thing to church.
我看他那副样子齁，一高兴马上讲出去，万一不是真的，我不见疯子或者变骗子。
Because I can see like she's getting excited about this, so I just want to make sure that, you know, if she doesn't say anything and I'm treated like I'm crazy.
我就把我所经历的告诉他们。
So I share with them what I have experienced that night.
然后我说，我不知道什么意思，我明天，因为上个礼拜才刚去检查过，本来要再等半个月以后。
And I wasn't sure what all this means, but about the week before, my wife went through, she just had her examination. And so she was about to wait another 2 to 3 weeks.
因为一般人要等，我们台湾有健保嘛，都等1到3个月才再次检查嘛。
Sorry,
我有钱啊，我半个月做一次啊。
Oh, and so in the normal, in the Taiwan health medical insurance, you will have to wait 1 to 3 months for the re-examination. But because I have my way, so I have the opportunity to have examination every 2 weeks.
对啊，不要做那些辐射性的 X 光 CT scan, 至少可以做超音波扫描啊。
Even if we don't have to do CT scans, I can do MRIs or any other examinations.
好，那我隔天又带我太太去，才隔7到8天而已。
And so right the day after, I took my wife to the doctor again, and that has been the
禁食祷告。
That has been only 7 to 8 days before her last examination.
进去检查，平常都只要差不多4-5分钟就出来了，然后要等医师叫进去跟我们解释嘛。
In her usual examination, you only last about 4 to 5 minutes, and then the doctors will call us in and explain to us about the report.
结果为什么五分钟还没出来？
But that day, I waited 5 minutes, and how come she's not out yet?
我在外面就紧张了。
And so I was getting really nervous while I was waiting.
7分钟还没出来。
I waited 7 minutes, she's still in there.
快10分钟她出来了。
And finally, when after 10 minutes, she came out.
说是怎么一回事？怎么这一次这么久
？So I was really nervous, and I asked my wife, "What's going on? What happened?"
我怕病情有恶化。
I was afraid that I will hear that the condition has
worsened. 我太太耸耸肩说：“我也不知道为什么，只是她一直在那边一直找，用超音波在找肿瘤。” And
my wife said, I don't know what the doctor was looking for, but it seems that he was just looking for something, and it took a while.
我们都找同一个医师哦。
And we've been going back to the same doctor.
那也是我们的朋友。
And it's also our friend.
结果等一下叫我们去诊间, 他把那个电脑影像打出来, 开始要跟我们做解释嘛。
And when we went back to his office, and he turned the screen over, trying to explain to us,
他开始自言自语。
He started talking to himself.
咔嚓咔嚓。 奇怪呢,
he started clicking, and then he started saying mumbling.
上次的影像是这样子，这两颗在这里。
He started to mumble and say, "Look, this is the last image we took from the last examination."
我不管用什么角度一直扫一直扫，哎，怎么那颗3.2的不见了？
But this time, no matter how I scan, how come I can't see the 3.2 centimeter one?
然后他又一直换影像说。 开始自言自语，不对呀，合并也会变大，还把缩小在什么位置？开始医生在自言自语，你晓得吗？
And he started murmuring, talking to himself. It just doesn't seem right. If the two cells combined, tumors combined, it should be enlarged, but this doesn't seem logical. And then he started talking to himself.
然后他突然转头说：“你们有做什么吗？”
And then all of a sudden he turned to us and he said, "Have you done anything recently?"
我说没有啊。
I said no.
医生不用再找了，我知道是什么原因了。And
then I said to the doctor, I said, no need to look for it anymore. I know what happened.
你们知道是什么原因了吗？
Do you know what happened?
没有吃任何药，没有任何医疗。We
did not have taken any medication. We did not go through any treatment.
一出来，
As soon as we walk out from the office,
我要带我太太去吃晚餐，因为我已经进食好几天了。
I wanted to take my wife to dinner because I have been fasting for many days.
在吃晚餐的时候，我就跟我太太讲。
And during dinner, I told my wife.
我说那要做好准备。
And I said to her, I said, we must be prepared.
因为我已经跟主耶稣许愿。
Because I have made a promise to God.
他若愿意救你一命，我要终生做他的仆人。
I said, if he is willing to save your life, then I will be his servant lifetime.
要准备，几年之后，我就要去神学院。
He said, you must prepare, because in a few years, I'll be going to theological school.
所以我是因为许愿遇见这件事情，才这样子的。
It is because through a promise that I made to God, therefore I'm here today.
很奇妙的那个指数还是高在那里，肿瘤全部不见了。
What is miraculous is that the index did not change, but the tumor was no longer there.
所以我从来不相信什么天使像小孩子的样子，我从来不相信。
I never believed that angels look like children.
我终于能够理解，哎，我后来因为我那时候还没洗礼，圣经还没读过，你晓得吧？
I finally could understand because back then I was not yet baptized. I never read through the Bible once.
后来我才知道那个六只翅膀在以赛亚书里面叫做撒拉佛。
And then later I understood through the studying the Bible that the angel that had three pairs of wings is called seraphims.
原来那是天使。
Because those are angels.
原来天使那么可怕。
Actually, angels are quite scary.
是三四公尺高的阿诺斯瓦辛格还配件的。
It's a very tall image, very fit body with a sword.
我以后才读到但以理书，读到启示录，才知道为什么这些一看到天使全部都趴下去软脚了。你晓得意思吗？
And then I finally understood what in Revelation every time they saw angels, they will bow down and fall to the floor.
我从来不相信天使是小朋友的样子啊！
So I never thought
他是会灭命的，一碗灭掉135,000人啊！
That's why they're actually quite scary. They're so strong that they can destroy about 130,000 people in one shot.
所以这就是我许愿后来现身。
And this is how I made a promise to God and I'd offer myself a servant.
然后经过这件事情又一个半月之后。 我们一家三口人才受洗，成为真耶稣教会的信徒。
And it was after that incident that a month and a half later, three members of my own household, we all received water baptism.
可是其实打从受圣礼的那一天开始，
But since the day I have received the Holy Spirit,
我虽然还没受洗,
even though I will have not yet been baptized,
我就已经完全遵从圣经里面所领受到的话语,
I completely accepted and obeyed the words of the Bible.
所以我出入都祷告。
And therefore, I will leave and come home with a prayer.
我连喝一杯水之前都要先祷告半分钟。
And even before drinking water, I will pray in silence.
圣经不允许我做的，不允许我想的，我想都不敢想。
What the Bible does not allow me to say or allow me to think, I dare not.
因为教会里面的教导就是这样子啊。
Because those are the teachings of the Bible.
没有一次聚会我不敢来的。
There was not single sermon I dare miss.
所以后来加一教会的高长老或几位长老说。我们没有看过比你更像基督徒的慕道者。
And therefore, the, some elders in the Jai Church told me that you know we never seen a true seeker like you more than a Christian.
可是从此我对道理产生很大的兴趣。
But ever since, I have great interest in about the truth.
我最大的兴趣不是听赞美诗。
My greatest interest is not about listening to hymns.
而是听讲道。
Is to listening to sermons.
我每天都借一大堆讲道在听。
Every day, I would listen to a lot of sermons recorded in CD.
当成背景音乐在放。
And I would play them as if I play music.
然后一直到我进神学院呢，那宣道处的处负责还想拿我当广告。
And even after I went to theological school, they wanted to use me as an advertisement.
因为我告诉他说，在我考神学院之前，谢师那长老那个五大教义啊，我都已经听十遍以上了，几十节。
I said to them that even before coming to theological school, the five basic beliefs sermon given by Elder Shea, I have listened to it over 10 times.
陈传道说，我不知道我们将宣道处录的这么好，你这么喜欢听。
And they replied me. They say I didn't know the recording was so great that you love to listen it so many times.
最后在这个，因为我们四点结束，我再补充两点哈。
Because the session ends at 4 o'clock.
一点是我进神学院之前的见证。
I would give you another testimony.
另外是一个有刚刚有一位姐妹，她想知道我对这方面医药跟医疗跟真理方面的一些看法。
And so the two testimony, one is what happened to me before entering theological school, and the other one is to answer to a question a sister has given me about my understanding of the medical and about in truth.
所以从那个时候开始，每一个教会里面所有的服事，我全部都做。
So ever since then, every servitude that every opportunity that I have, I'd participated.
包括教区的诗班。
Including participating in choir.
地方教会里面每一组，我几乎药局是在帮我赚钱。我整天七天都在教会里面。
Since I have my own pharmacy and I have people looking over it after me, so I would spend 7 days in a week in church.
接待组、接送组、宗教教育、福音组，什么什么什么，全部都有。因为大家都邀请，我都做，差一点做死啊。
Because everybody asked me to. join them, so I was in a lot of different holy works, and to the point that I just couldn't do it anymore.
讲这个不是让大家觉得我多厉害，我是觉得这样不好。这个以后有机会再分享了哈。
And then the reason I brought this up is not to tell you that how capable I am, but I'm sharing this because I really now I don't think it was a good idea.
做过头了，没有平衡点，那个是一种操练，而且心中会有怨恨的。
Because when you overdo it, you don't feel the grace and blessing. Instead, you have more complaints and anger.
可是我一直到现在都觉得主耶稣这二十年一直把我摆在速成班里面。
But, in my understanding, I feel like in this past 20 years, Lord Jesus has placed me in a more, a short,
快速养成班级。
A speeded class.
因为什么事情都让我去经历过嘛。
Because he allowed me to experience everything in a very short time period.
我当了传道回到加一教会，那你的教牧负责人才告诉我。
Even after becoming a pastor and I returned to Jia Yi Church.
说昌一弟兄你很特殊。
The pastoral department, that the council member told me about this. He said, Preacher Lai, you're very, quite unique.
我说会吗？我觉得我很平常啊。
And I said, really? I feel I'm quite normal.
他说不是，我们嘉义教会是一间非常传统的教会。
He said that in Jia Yi Church, this is a very traditional church.
特别严格。
We're quite strict in many areas.
人数很多，都八九百块到一千嘛，那时候在一起的。 就人数很多，然后所以很多规矩。
And so because there is a big church with many members, they had many regulations.
所以我还在慕道的时候就可以参加诗班，参加布道。
And so even when I was truth seeking, when they allow me to participate in choir and evangelical group.
听说后来都不行，定了新的规矩。
I heard that later on, they actually don't allow truth seekers to participate at that time.
然后我受洗之后一个礼拜就开始帮我排宗教教育的崇拜课程。
And one week after I received water baptism, I became an RE teacher.
那个我们台湾叫做黑牌教员，听过吗？好，不管了哈。好，那结果呢？我才受洗不到两年，初信者就开始帮我排嘉义教会的圣礼翻译。
And then when I was still a newly baptized member, I had to interpret for Holy Communion.
然后我还是初信者，执会就直接任命我是社心团契的契负责。
And when I was still a newly baptized member,I was arranged to schedule to teach truth seekers class.
我没有特别有能力，我觉得这是主耶稣感动他们一直在不断的加强训练。
I truly don't think that because I was personally capable, but because Lord Jesus Christ had moved them and to speed me up in my learning process.
可是我自己做这么多，其实我虽然许愿进神学院，我说实在的，我不太想进去。
Even though I did so much.And I promised God that I would go to a theological school, but at heart, I was unwilling.
你们猜猜看我为什么不想去神学院？
You want to take a guess why I don't want to go?
因为我是一个宅男。
Because I really like my home, house.
对对对，我很爱家人，我不愿意跟他们分离片刻，你懂吗？
I don't want to depart my family members. I don't want to leave my home.
可是我们教会的传道就是要远离家人。
But are the True Jesus Church pastors, they need to leave their house. They need to leave their home.
可是我许愿了这么多年来，大家还是恐吓我，许愿一定要还，不然事情很大条。
And ever since I made that promise, members had been the...threatening me, saying that if I don't fulfill my promise, the consequences can get big.
所以我不是很有男子气概嘛，因为我不想离开妻儿。
So you can't really call me a man because I don't want to leave my wife, I don't want to leave my children.
对我来说，这个比失去财产更难受。
To me, I feel is even more painful to losing everything that I own.
随着三年多，因为受洗满三年，其他条件合适就可以报名神学院了。
So 3 years after being baptized, and if you are qualified, then you are allowed to apply for theological school.
快到三年了，我常常跟主耶稣祷告，可不可以再慢几年
？And when 3 years term is up, I asked.Pray to Lord Jesus Christ and say, "Is it okay if you wait a little bit more?"
可是都没有人来告诉我可以慢几年。
But nobody came to tell me that. Yeah, you can wait a couple more years.
一直到三年多那个时候，我们六月之前要提出神学院报名表。
Until when a little bit over 3 years, and that year, the end of June, they would need to supply the final list application list.
我真的不想去领。
I really didn't want to get my application. Because I feel that if I get my application, it's like they are about to pull me to execute me.
可是我怕神生气。
But I was afraid that God will be angry with me.
所以我就想设个陷阱让神跳。
So I thought about setting a trap and trapping God.
有一天真的那个期限近了，刚好我们安息日的时候。
And so one day, when we was very near the deadline, it was after Sabbath.
那一天我们安息日会后有一个嘉义青年团契的布道会。
And after Sabbath, we had a youth gospel fellowship.
那个布道会里面的年轻人啊，每天放学之后都会来教会祷告、读书，再回去，很虔诚。
And those in that group, all the brothers and sisters, after school, they will come to church, they will pray, and then they will do homework, and then they will go back home.
他们很用功，而且很热心传福音。现在里面好几个医师啊。
They will study very hard, and they would zealously preach for God.
都是高中生。
And back then, they were all high schoolers.
所以他们 每三个月就会办一次青年福音茶会，最多的时候慕道者来100多个，就是都是青年人啊，他们自己从高中叫来的。
And every 3 months, they will hold a youth gospel fellowship, and they will go and invite their friends, to join. And when, at the most, we had 100 truth seekers.
那时候嘉义教会的宗教教育人很多。
And during that time in 嘉义 church, we had a lot of, religious education.
光是初级班跟中级班大概就有接近100个学员。
Just, J1 and J2, we have over 100 students.
教室做不下去，还要把教员赶出去，没有事情的先出去。
And since the classroom could not accommodate so many students, they sometimes will even ask the teachers to leave so they could accommodate more students. And so they have a lot of truth seeker students at that time.
那一天早上啊，我在慕道班的时候，因为那个学生是我喜信同军团，我们教会一个同军团的，我是团长，他是主要干部。
And so during that morning, in one of the church organizations that me and my student we both joined.
他就来跟我说，昌义老师帮我们祷告。
He came to me and said, "Teacher, can I ask for you a prayer?"
说这一次我们的布道会，我们几乎都准备的不好。
He said that in this gospel fellowship, we have not prepared enough.
所以我们邀请函制作也出了问题。
And some areas ran into problems.
然后很多人邀请，听说都受到一些困难。
And even when we go and invite truth seekers, they have encountered a lot of obstacles.
帮我们祷告，今天下午的布道会搞不好来的人不多。
And so they said to me, they said, "Oh, we don't expect many people to show up this afternoon."
我说好啊。
And I said, "Of course, I'll pray for you."
结果那一天有空，在安息日的几次祷告里面，我就求主引导他们，施恩祝福他们。
And so during that day, Sabbath day, I asked God to guide the gospel fellowship activity.
然后我心里面突然起一个念头，诶，这个可不可以当作一个证据？
And so in my heart, suddenly there was a thought. I thought,
could this be
some kind of proof?
我这样一直求证据，是信仰不够成熟的表现，好不好？
I need to remind you that the reason I kept asking for proof is because, my faith was not matured enough yet.
可是那时候我就出信没多久嘛，我有求证据嘛。
And then, but then, back then I was a newly baptized member, and so I was constantly asking for proof.
我就跟主耶稣讲说，主耶稣，我要报名神学院。
So I told Jesus Christ, I said, I'm about to apply for theological school.
我希望你再多给我两年，多陪陪家人。
Please grant me 2 more years, allow me to have more time with my family.
这样好了，今天下午这个福音，青年福音茶会。
And now, how about this afternoon during the gospel of fellowship?
假如来了只有50个，那就是你要我去，来60个，那就是要我去神学院，60个以上。
If more than 60 people truth seekers show up, then that means that you want me to go to theological school.
后来想一想，第二次祷告觉得60个好像不太稳哦。
And then second time in my prayer, I thought maybe 60 is not a big number, is not big enough.
这样有点对不起主，我降低标准好了，40个。
I'm sorry, I thought that maybe 60 is too much of a requirement, so I lower my standard to 40 people.
第三次安息日祷告觉得不太对，万一刚好40个以上，那不就要去神学院的吗？
And then in my third prayer, I thought maybe 40 doesn't sound right. What if really more than 40 people showed up? Then that means I do have to go theological school.
所以我又跟主耶稣讲条件，这个不对哦，不对哦。
And so I start negotiating with Christ. This is definitely not right thing to do.
我就跟主耶稣讲说，主耶稣40个哦，41个不可以哦，39个不可以哦。只要是超不是这个数字以上或以下，我就当作你允许我慢2年再报名。
And so I said to God, I said, it must be exactly 40. 41 doesn't count, 39 doesn't count. It has to be exactly 40. That means that, then I will apply. If not, that means that you allow me to stay home.
我想说我买乐透这辈子也没中过，哪有一个号码那么好中的。
And so I thought to myself, even if I bought a lottery, I would not get so lucky, so I just randomly picked the number.
下午布道会进行当中。
And so during that afternoon, Sabbath service, gospel fellowship.
教会的宣道鼓坐在我前面，那我是关心的老师吗？
And so, before me was, the evangelical council member.
然后戚负责就走过去。
And then the, RE coordinator walked past by.
他不知道我为什么这么关心这件事情，说，哎，你过来一下。
And he didn't know that I really care about this, but, suddenly he called me.
来我说今天来参加的慕道者大概有几位。
And I asked him how many truth seekers showed up today.
他说好像不到30位哦，心里面好高兴。
And then he said to me, he said, I don't think more than 30 people showed up. And I was really happy when I heard this.
应该越多越好，还不到三十，我心里面真的很高兴。我脸上看不出来了啊，三十位啊。
I didn't really show it through my facial expression, but I was really happy inside me.
我就说，到底几位你统计清楚。
And so I asked again, can you please count and exactly the number?
然后我们前面那个宣道谷是一个牙医师。对啊，老师叫你统计清楚，你算到几个再过来。
And then so the person sitting right in front of me turned around and said, yeah, why don't you go count the exact number and then you tell us.
我说好，我忙一下，等一下我都统计。
And so the person said, yeah, okay, I'll come back with a number.
我说不到三十位，顶多三十几吧。
And then he said, maybe around 30, maybe a little bit more.
然后圣经里面又跟主耶稣说，主耶稣不是四十、三十六、三七、三八、三九，全部不行哦。
And in my heart, I pray once again, and I said, it must be 40. Anything less than that doesn't count.
结果他去数，等一下来告诉我。
And so he went to count the number.
啊，对不起，老师，刚才我算错了。
And then he came back and said, oh, teacher, I'm sorry, I miscalculated.
今天在这边的慕道刚好四十个。
And he said, teacher, the exact number is 40.
我那时候他也不晓得为什么有点生气。你不是告诉我不到三十个吗？
He doesn't know why I was upset, but I replied angrily, and I said, didn't you tell me it was less about 30?
40个.
And then he said, I counted exactly 40.
一直到后来好多年，他现在成了中医师了。
Many years later, and that student right now is a Chinese medical doctor.
你还记得那时候老师有点生气吗？我告诉你原因是什么。
I said to him many years later, I said, do you know back then why I was a little bit upset when you told me that number?
我就很心不甘情不愿的去拿报名表填好了。
So unwillingly, I got the application and filled it out.
逃都逃不掉。
I was unable to escape.
可是从那时候每天常常回去就跟我太太抱着哭。
Ever since that day, I would go home and cry with my wife.
因为要读神学院的好像被枪毙一样。
Because I was about to go to theological school, I feel that I was
about
to be executed.
传道跟我们信徒最大的不同点在哪里吗？
Do you know what's the biggest difference between a pastor and a regular member?
我不知道周传道的解释，他改天再解释。我提出我的看法。
I don't know about Preacher Raymond's explanation, but as for myself, let me share with you my thoughts.
传道是失去自由的人，你们知道吗？
A preacher is someone who has just who loses their freedom.
像保罗讲的，我是为福音的缘故被捆绑的。
Just like what Paul said, I'm bounded for the sake of truth.
我们不能想去哪里就去哪里。
We cannot go where we want to go.
对我们来讲，每一次公文下来，我从不问原因，上面写着奉主耶稣圣名。
Every time when there's notice from the assembly, I don't ask the reason because right above the letter it says in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是当兵，当谁的兵？
We are soldiers. Whose soldiers?
这是大元帅的军令，是圣旨。你们要了解吗？
These are the commands of the great general.
我不能说你派我去那点良街教会，我不喜欢，我不要去。
You cannot say I don't like to go to this church. I'm unwilling to go.
去多久？就像这次来美国一个半月，我也见不到我儿子啊。
No, it doesn't matter how long I have to go. Just like this time, I'm here for a month and a half. I can't see my family.
差别就在于。我们是失去自由，为福音被捆锁的。
The difference is we are bounded by the truth. We are someone who has just lost their freedom.
可是感谢主，现在还是来了。
But thank God, I'm here today.
所以这就是小弟献身的过程。
So this is the story of how I became a pastor.
我就是这么一个平凡而且又充满缺点的人。
I'm a very ordinary a person full of weakness.
一直到现在我为什么认为神要允许我当他的仆人当一个传道
Till this day, why do you I think that the reason God allowed me to be his servant
我告诉大家我真正的想法
The true reason that I think
因为我比你们更软弱
is because I am much weaker than you
我是一个充满怀疑又很容易没信心的人
I'm a person full of, very skeptical and a lot of times little faith.
别的传道同工都比我优秀，他们比我更有信心。
A lot of my coworkers, a lot more faith than.
如果神没有用传道这个职分把我框住的话
，If God did not, bound me with this, title of the pastor,
我可能不一定现在会还在教会里面。
I'm not sure I will still be in church.
很多时候我已经不想祷告了。
Because there are times that I don't want to pray.
但是因为我是传道，我还要跪到第一排祷告表演给你们看。
Because I'm the pastor, therefore I need to kneel right in front of you and to show you.
有时候我已经很没有信心了。
There are times when I have very little faith.
但是我不得已还要出去访问的时候，又看到了奇妙的见证，信心又活了过来。
And when I have to go out to visit members, you are those miraculous things that will once again revive me.
所以神用传道这个职分在救我这个不成才的儿子。
And therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ has used the status of a pastor to save this, the son.
其他的弟兄姐妹，你们很快可以得到天国的福分。
Brothers and sisters, you quickly will receive your blessings.
就是赖昌义这个人，如果不用传道啊，哎呀，他可能信不下去。
This preacher, a lie. If I don't let him be a preacher, then he probably won't be able to stay in church for long.
我最后再讲一讲，虽然我太太没有经过任何的医药跟治疗，就这样子被神给医了。
Lastly, I would like to say that even though my wife did not go through any medication or treatment and was healed,
可是我一直相信圣经一句话，凡事谢恩。
But in my heart, I always believe that in all things, I shall present my thanksgiving.
我在台湾曾经遇过几个例子。
In Taiwan, I'd encounter a couple of cases.
有人身体欠安啦，有人身体出问题啦。
There are some people who are lack of peace, a lack of health.
医院去接受医疗跟医药。
And after receiving treatment and medication,
有人回来了，有比较热心的信徒打电话去关心。
And there are some after returning home, and there are brothers and sisters who call them to care for them.
然后结果关心之后，被关心的人哭得不成人形，来告诉我。
And after being cared by those brothers and sisters, they wept so bitterly that they came and told me.
那几个同龄告诉我说，传道我们是不是得罪神了？
They said to me, they said, God, past preacher, have we displeased God in any way? Have we sinned against God?
因为有人告诉我说，我去看医生吃药是对神没有信心，恐怕神不高兴，我的结果不会很好。
Those members told me that because I went and see a doctor, and God will not be happy about it. Therefore, I will not have a good ending.
有些人会讲亚撒王的例子。
Some people will even tell them about the example of King Asa.
说亚撒王也是身上欠安，结果他去求医生。
It's like Asa was lack of health, and he went and seeked a medical doctor.
神让他有不好的结果。
And therefore, he had a bad ending.
你们要记住啊，亚撒王那里有一句关键性的经文是，他只求医生，不求神，还记得吗？
But you must remember, the key phrase in that Bible passage is that Asa only saw medical doctor, but he did not saw after God.
我知道我们许多的同龄不是这样子的。
I know many brothers and sisters, you're not like this.
对我来讲，这世界上的医疗跟医药也是出于神的安排跟智慧衍生出来的。
As for my own understanding, that all the medical devices, medications are provided by God.
所以对我来讲，看了哪一个医生能够接受到好的诊断跟治疗，吃了什么的药有效没有副作用。
And so as for myself, whatever doctor you went to visit, whatever medication you're taking that has no side effects,
我第一感谢的是主耶稣。
The first thanksgiving, I will present it to God.
就算在权威的医师要帮你动手术，要不要你签手术风险同意书？
And even before surgery, whether to sign anything.
有没有？麻醉之前要签同意书，有没有？
Don't you have to sign any agreements before receiving any treatment?
那表示这完全不是医生可以控制的，你可能就是那个产生风险的人啊。
What does that mean? It means that this is out of their hands. There's a percentage they cannot control, and you may be that exception.
这一切是在神的手中。
Because everything is in the hands of God.
所以对我来说，这一切还有的做，甚至还有帮助，这个都是来自主耶稣的恩典，凡事谢恩。
So as for myself, if there's still any room for treatment, thank God, because all this is the grace of God.
如主若愿意，
if God is willing,
你找到不是权威的医生也会好。
Yes, if any medical doctor will be able to treat you.
主若不愿意，你找到世界最权威的医生也好不了。
But if God is not willing, even if you go and see the world's greatest doctor, you will not be healed.
小弟跟大家分享，这个不是鼓励大家看医生吃药。
I'm sharing this with you, not encouraging you that in all problems you should seek medical doctor first.
我也没有鼓励你们不要看医生，不要吃药。
Nor am I saying that you should not take any medication or seek doctor.
照着经文告诉我们的，个人要照着神所分给我们的信心看自己。看得合乎中道，有没有这一句？
But what I'm saying is what the Bible says, that look at us, ourselves according to our faith.
这就是罗马书14章最重要的道理哦。
And this is the greatest teaching in Romans chapter 14.
这本来要讲一两个小时以上，但是我一分钟都解决掉了，好不好？
This originally would take me about an hour, but I was
shorter than in a minute. 罗马书14章在讲的就整个生活信仰面最重要的落实。
And so in Romans chapter 14, it tells us about the realisticapplication of life.
那你讲说吃的人也是为了主，不吃的人也是为了主，还记得吗？
Remember he says those who eat are for God and those who do not eat it is also for God.
守日期的人也是为了主，那不守的人也是为了主。
Those who observe the days are for God and those who do not is also for God.
你是谁呢？竟然去论断别人，他自有他的主人。经文是这么写的。
Should you not judge them because they have their own master?
只要我们认定这是出于神的。
As long as you agree that this comes from God.
我觉得尽本分。
We do our best.
但是你一旦选择了自己要接受的道路。
But as soon as you have chosen the road you're about to take.
到时候不要怪任何人，也不要去怪神。
Do not blame anyone, nor you blame God.
因为这里面都有神，超乎我们人意之上的安排。
Because among this, there is a great will of God that is above human understanding.
就像我曾经问过我们谢顺道长老一个问题。
Just like previously, I have asked Elder Shea a question.
他说在十字路上，如果有人被撞到，车祸，肠子都流出来了，该不该上救护车接受医治？
I ask if there's someone who ran into an accident and their internal organs are all out.Should they still go to the ambulance?
如果你在那里，你要怎么告诉他？是我们信徒的话。
And if it's our member, I ask Elder Shea, what will you tell them?
他说，你自己决定要不要上救护车接受医治。
You decide, and Elder Shea replied, you decide whether you want to go on the ambulance or not.
你要是有信心不上救护车，万一死了，你也不要怪神不医治啊。
If you don't decide not to go on the ambulance and you die, then don't blame God.
那你上了之后，也不一定保证能够得救。
But if you go on the ambulance, that doesn't necessarily mean that you'll be saved.
其实这个都没有关系。
But that doesn't matter.
重要的是你怎么认定这一切都是出于主的。
But it matters how you perceive it as all this comes from God.
好不好？我简单讲到这里就好了哈。
So I would quickly conclude
here. 愿一切荣耀归给神。
May all the glory be unto God's holy name.
超过五分钟，我们就不再唱诗，直接祷告做结束。
And we will go straight to prayer to conclude.
好，请我们一起跪下来，为有需要的人，也为我们教会的灵恩会跟圣礼，还有布道会一起来祷告。
Right now we're kneeling down to pray, and we ask God to guide us, and also guide those who are in need, and also for our spiritual convocation.
同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.